Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and Down on the Corner this morning, 9:35, a breakfast radio for a Wednesday morning. And of course, it's that time of the week, time of the day here to check in with national dance champion Jeannie Tucker on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
We are talking Dancing with the Stars once again here today, and Adam Carolla's gone bye-bye.
Well, all I can say is I've never in my life seen Zorro on a unicycle. It was the most unusual.
That was very different indeed.
Pas de doble I have ever seen.
Yeah, that was just, yeah, okay. So.
It was definitely entertaining. Dancing, I'm not sure, but entertaining.
No, that's pretty much what Len said. Yeah, you're just not a dancer. So, well, right. Time for him to go home, and he's off. And what do you think of the remaining bunch there?
Well, it was quite a show this week.
It was.
It was really beautiful. Christy Yamaguchi, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
It was stunning. She had, I don't know if everyone really paid attention, but her last part of her dance, she had some one-legged jumps and leaps and turns that were absolutely exquisite. She is so talented. Her extension, her stretch, her poses, it was just extraordinary. She's really beautiful on the floor.
Absolutely. Really absolutely. Is.
Now, Priscilla, she had a bit of a hard time. The foot speed in the Viennese waltz, you have to have quick, tight, nice, beautiful footwork to make it look effortless because it is fast.
Right.
She didn't really have that. She tends to hunch her shoulders and kind of pull them up. That's tension. And they had a lift, so that cost them in points as well.
Right, right.
And Marley, what a beautiful, beautiful, emotional, interpretive Viennese waltz. It was lovely.
Absolutely. And I just got to sit there and remind myself she's completely deaf. It's amazing.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly.
For her to look so beautiful.
Yet look at how much emotion, because she has robbed one of the senses, how much emotion she can draw from her other senses and bring into the dance. It was very emotional. She does need to work a little bit on her posture, but I have to say her pro partner does a gorgeous job at choreographing and connecting with her. They have such a tight connection, and they communicate beautifully. It was lovely. It was really lovely. Mario, speaking of connection, I just don't think that Paso Doble was very connected within the two of them. They had hand misses. It was powerful. It was strong.
Yeah.
But it just didn't wow me. It seemed almost a little plastic, a little detached.
I think that's what Len said. Wasn't it what Len said, too, about them?
I'm not quite sure.
I don't remember, but yeah.
I don't remember. Now, I was absolutely impressed. Of course, this is my other favorite, Jason.
Yes.
It had a few rough spots. He stumbled a little bit. It's nerves. But he's 6'6". You must keep in mind, he is a very tall man. And to be that fluid and that lovely on the floor with his arm lines and his hand extension and his use of the music, he's really got beautiful flow. It was the most sensual and fluid Viennese waltz I've seen.
You know, a lot of these pro football players are doing pretty good on this show.
Well, think about it. They work all the time on foot speed, on core, on centering. They have the guts of what you need, but it's what they bring to it outside of that. And he has a natural grace. He has a natural elegance. He has posture that's really beautiful. He really has a lot of additional things that he brings to those skills. He's definitely one to watch. I enjoy watching him every time he hits the floor.
Who do you have next on your list there?
Christian. The yelling was interesting.
That was distracting.
It was distracting to me, but I have to say this is the first dance that he actually came up or she came down or whatever it was, but they met each other intensity-wise.
Because
she has been out,
way out in front of
him intensity-wise.
You're right.
They stayed in character. It was very, very strong. He still had the deer in the headlights look, though, and that bothers me. It's a little detached, but you know, we'll see. Overall, it wasn't a bad performance, but it was a little too aggressive.
Yeah.
Shannon, what a beautiful waltz.
What a beautiful waltz. She surprised me.
She has really, truly natural movement. She moves without thinking too much about it, which is really hard to get people to do, to just naturally let their body learn to move. And she's really smooth, the lines and the extension. Quite frankly, I would love to see Jason dance with Shannon and do a beautiful waltz.
Ah.
They would be gorgeous together.
That's true. The long lines and the height.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that would be.
Long arm lines. It was graceful, it was elegant, and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was.
Then there's Marissa.
And you know what? She did an amazing job.
Yes, she did.
In my opinion, she did an amazing job. She dropped all of her fears, and she went out, and she absolutely went for it. She did a great job of acting the role, staying in character. It's difficult for her. She has a lot of obstacles to overcome, but you know what? She was strong. She was really strong with that Paso Doble.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how things shape up for next week, because we're getting down to the cream of the crop here as far as the dancers go. And we'll see who goes next on the show. And by the way, if you want to find out more about Jeannie and her dancing and lessons and all that, check her out on our website at www.jeannietucker.com. And you're going to be out at the home show this weekend.
I am, Jim. Yes.
This weekend.
Teaching a dance lesson and doing a slight exhibition and getting people up and moving.
That's at the Saba 2008 Spring Home and Patio Show. Jeannie will be on stage at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. You're invited to come on by and partake in our group dance lesson. We're going to be putting on an exhibition there. Paul Elia hits the stage right after Jeannie, so we got a lot of great entertainment at the Saba 2008 Spring Home and Patio Show Friday, and we will see you there. All right. Thank you, Jeannie. We'll talk to you on, well, Friday.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's check on the news right now. Check in with CNN.